This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A lot to talk about. How about Obama and the Democrats rallying Hillary Clinton? So now the dominoes are starting to fall into place, as you would say. We're going to veer in a couple of different directions. Again, our pal Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Always fun to have her on the show. She joins us. Hey, Ellen. Oh, sorry, Justin Duckham. There's a difference between Justin and Ellen. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. I'm just about 2 feet and probably about 120 pounds. But
I was just going to say that. That's funny. Would you say 2 feet? I love that.
A little bit of weight, too, you know, but what do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about Obama and the Dems and the fact now that he's finally endorsed Hillary Clinton. What do you make of that, that he had to do that because now it's a definite?
Well, I mean, for quite some time, it was pretty clear that Obama was really itching to get back in here. We saw him for a while now making a lot of veiled speeches at Donald Trump. We knew, of course, that he was not going to endorse anybody until it was essentially, Sanders out of a race and until the race was concluded. And now that we have had both the AP, NBC, and just the basic math really pointing in Hillary Clinton's favor, there really did not seem to be any other move. So yesterday they said that they were not going to make an endorsement until after the meeting with Bernie Sanders. And then 90 minutes later, we saw him coming out. We saw Biden tonight going after, Donald Trump pretty heavily. We saw Elizabeth Warren pushing back against Clinton. And this is really the scenario that Democrats have been craving for a while, this moment where they could really have this sort of push of party unity to go against Trump and to speak in favor of Clinton. And this is something I'm sure they've been looking forward to for a number of months now.
Yeah, and with Elizabeth Warren, too, you know, she's saying that she's not is she pushing back on the VP thing, saying she really hasn't been vetted to let everybody know, hey, it's not me?
I think she has been keeping a door open to that. But I think that she knows that this comes with a good number of risks. She hasn't necessarily been vetted, and she has also had a number of instances where she has had a number of hiccups. She was part of the sort of talking points that Obama used back in 2012, the "you didn't build it" remark, was something that was actually taken from an earlier Elizabeth Warren speech and something that Republicans really piled on upon. But at the same time, she is somebody who is sort of in that between phase. She's somebody who can sort of reach out to the Bernie Sanders supporters, somebody who is respected by a good number of progressives, but somebody who is also embraced by the mainstream of the party. Senate leadership is very eager to, see her rise. Harry Reid, who was initially worried that removing her would throw Senate control in jeopardy in the future, has now actually come around to it as well. He said that he is exploring constitutional options to ensure that the likely Republican replacement for her that's going to be appointed by the Republican governor of Massachusetts will not really have a long term in the Senate. So I think, she's somebody who obviously has to play coy, but is certainly a, very good vice presidential candidate on paper and somebody who, despite the lack of vetting, could certainly do very well.
Yeah, let's jump to something else. How about the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan's national security plan, pushing for border control and immigration? I mean, basically this is a Republican plan trying to take the lead on national security. Do you think this goes anywhere?
I think it may not go anywhere, but right now Paul Ryan is in a pretty difficult position. He knows that no matter what he says is probably going to be overshadowed by Trump. We actually had him, of course, on Monday holding an anti-poverty event in Anacostia, D.C., in Southeast. And that was something that was immediately overshadowed by his examples of textbook racism. So I think this is essentially him realizing that we are going to have this issue on the campaign trail with Trump calling for a wall, with Trump discussing, you know, a lot of immigration issues. This is going to be something that's going to be talked about widely. So it may actually make sense to have somebody who is a, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, too anti-Trumpy here or whatnot, but somebody who is a much more articulate message of conservative policy, you know, leading on this issue and giving probably a necessary intellectual counterweight to the sort of, you know, very simplistic, we're going to build a wall and we're going to make Donald Trump, or we're going to make the Mexicans pay for it or whatnot, rhetoric that we've seen from Donald Trump.
Yeah. Hey, one last one. Puerto Rico, the House passed a bill to help Puerto Rico stay financially afloat. Are they ever going to make up their mind on Puerto Rico? What's going on with that?
That's a good question. I believe last time I checked, the Senate has not moved forward with it. They haven't put anything on the docket. I think this is kind of a surprise for a lot of people. This is largely sort of a compromise to ensure that some other budget issues can go forward. And, you know, something that has been sort of fought tooth and nail by conservatives for quite some time. Many people have kind of cast this as a bailout for Puerto Rico, even though this essentially gives them the, you know, power to essentially structure their bankruptcy. So, you know, something that's probably going to be talked about for quite some time, and something that is probably a necessary move in terms of, you know, the negotiations that the House had to take place. Obviously, at this point, we have, you know, Paul Ryan, who is sort of put in a position where he has to negotiate, and I think this is the clearest sign of that.
Yeah, great stuff, Justin Duckham, as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Well, yeah, we are swinging through these first weeks here in June, and, you know, it's interesting. Now, there was a poll that came out on Fox why all of this is happening with the Democrats, and they're trying to shore up endorsements and get people out there pushing for Hillary Clinton. Fox did this news poll that showed the majority of voters think Clinton is lying about the emails. You know, I said from the very beginning, my opinion is it's just more about arrogance that it started out this way. Hey, we just do our own thing. Nobody challenges Clinton and nobody says, you know, we can't do that. We shouldn't do that. Or that could end up in a bad, we could end up in a bad situation. Why don't we just play by these rules? Or did the people before walking in the shoes of the State Department just do whatever they wanted to do and it was kind of laissez-faire? Now, there certainly were others who were secretaries who danced on that line. However, American voters think Hillary Clinton put national security at risk by mishandling classified emails and that she's lying about it. It's a 60 to 27% margin. They think she's lying about how her emails were handled while she was in that spot. And 57 to 32% of voters think U.S. safety was definitely at risk because of the mishandling. So does it go anywhere? Here's the bottom line. Viewers, people, you, me, whoever, we can all be polled. We can all have an opinion. But the only thing that will matter is if the emails end up leading to some kind of an indictment, then it really, really matters, rather. By the way, an appeals court rules that there is no constitutional right to carry concealed guns. This is a huge ruling. We're going to talk about it next and mix in a few other odds and ends to the conversation. Kate hanging out with all of you, and you can jam on these digits to be part of it. 855-266-5283. See you on the flip side.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In 1965, this is the sound. Commission time. One more time. One more time. One more time.
Democratic Party more divided. Well, you know, they said that 8 years ago as well. But just like 8 years ago, there are millions of Americans, not just Democrats, who've cast their ballots for the very first time.
There you go. Obama endorsing Hillary Clinton for president. He said, "I'm with her." Clinton has widely been viewed as Obama's preferred candidate throughout this race. There's no question about that. Now it just becomes official. Let's say that, right? How about Hillary Clinton today? She fired back at Donald Trump for criticizing Obama's endorsement of her campaign. She said, "Why don't you delete your Twitter account?" This might be fun. This might be fun down the stretch. Although it's serious business because guess what? We're the taxpayers. These people represent us. Whoever it is that's going to be the leader of the free world, yeah, we should care. We do care, right? Go out and vote. Then you can kvetch when your person doesn't win. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If I were a fly on the wall, I would love to hear the off-the-cuff remarks by Hillary Clinton. Do you think she turned to Bill and said, it's about damn time we got that endorsement from him? He had to make sure that nobody else was getting in there, right? It wasn't going to be anybody else. Wow. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I need your help. I have a lady friend that has Crohn's disease, and you had somebody on the other night that was talking about the seed oils from a certain kind of seed that helped him eliminate the Crohn's disease that he had.
Yes, it is our pal from Synergistic Nutrition that I've been talking about. If you go to that website, it's incredible, and you're talking about Stephen Hewer. And he, yeah, Stephen Huer, and he mentioned, that's exactly what he said. He talked about what he went through, and it's terrible. It's terrible to go through that.
Yes, it is. Okay, if you give me the website, I'll write this down.
Okay, it's a great website. I was talking about it the other day, that there was all kinds of stuff you could you could find on Synergistic Nutrition, because I was talking about taking the One World Way. But go to www, of course.
Hang on.
And go to SGN.
Wait. Go ahead.
You're funny. SGN80. That easy.
SGN80.
Yep, okay. .com. That's it.
.com.
Okay. Awesome. It's magic. Perfect.
Okay, now, okay, since you were nice to me, I'll be nice to you. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This madam at a brothel had a knock on the door, and when she opened it, there was a handsome young man standing there, about 48, and he says, "I would like to see Valerie." And she says, "Well, sir, Valerie is our most expensive lady. You sure you don't want to see someone else?" About that time, Valerie appeared. He says, "No, it's Valerie I wish to see." Valerie says, "Look, I charge $5,000 a night for 1 hour." He says, "It's you I want to see." So they went upstairs. The next night he was back. Again, they went upstairs. The third night, he was back. Valerie was flabbergasted. So was the madam. Nobody had ever done this before. She says, "Who are you and where are you from?" He says, "I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota." She says, "I have relatives in St. Paul, Minnesota." He says, "Yes, I know. I represent your aunt. She left you $15,000. I have now paid it to you. Thank you very kindly. Good night." The moral to the story is, you can't escape death, you can't escape taxes, and you can't escape being screwed by a lawyer sometime in your life.
Oh, the punchline is priceless. I love it.
Okay, thanks, baby.
You're hilarious. That's brilliant. Very, very funny. That might be one of the more clever, and he's had a bunch of them. That might have been one of the more clever Dan jokes. Dan, I love it. That I can pass on. Oh, my friends would love it. It's just as funny. Silly fun. Fun. Okay, on a more serious note, I was going to talk about this. I was going to talk about the fact that a federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled Thursday that people do not have a Second Amendment right to carry concealed weapons in public, a big decision that's likely to be challenged, of course, by gun rights folks. It's an 11-judge panel in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. It was 7-4, the ruling, upholding a state law requiring applicants to show good cause, such as fear of personal safety, to carry one. They further dismissed definitively dismissed the argument that the right to carry a concealed weapon was contained in the Second Amendment. So there you go. I think that, you know, celebrities, for example, who fear for their safety, carry large amounts of cash, were given permits. That would be one, you know, for the attack idea. I know I used to work with Don Imus, and they used to talk about the fact that he carried a gun, you know, they dropped him off out front and he had a gun supposedly for fear of who could come up and attack him, I guess, or, you know, whatever. And that was in New York. So this is in California. California said loosening concealed weapons permitting standards and allowing more people to carry guns threatens law enforcement and endangers the public. So we go back to that again of what works and what doesn't work. And concealed carry, I think we've seen in Texas, it's worked really, really well. I mean, here's the problem. There is no 100% answer, and we know that. We know that there's things that happen with guns, that accidents, etc. And we know that there's times when guns save lives in home invasion. You just don't hear as much about them, but it's true. And we've definitely highlighted that here on this show. Or in a state like Texas where you have it, somebody tries and they're on the attack to shatter a peaceful cafe, college campus, whatever, you have the opportunity, if somebody is armed, to take that person out quicker. I mean, it's that argument over what constitutes safety, what constitutes rights, what is the best way to play this. And I'll say it again, there's no 100%, because of course it'd be great if we could 100% say yes, absolutely, if teachers have guns, if these people have guns, if you're allowed to be armed, we know that this will prevent the possibility of these attacks. Now, some people say in Texas, the thing about the gun laws are, because you know it, you're not challenging, you're careful. In other words, like, it's a dissuasive factor. And I don't know if that's, of course, it's not 100% true, but how much is it true? How much is it that no one's going to mess around? It's that old saying about don't mess with Texas because somebody might be armed. There was a line in a movie one time. It was Candace Bergen's line. And she said, I can't remember the name of the movie, but she said, everyone in Texas has a gun. For God's sake, my florist carries a gun. And, you know, the idea of making fun of that, but there is the, hey, lots of people are armed, so you don't know who's armed and who's not armed, so do you really want to go there? Is it a dissuasive factor? It's not going to be in California, that's for sure, because that was knocked down. What happens if it gets challenged and challenged and challenged? It's one of those, it's like a slippery jellyfish. Nobody wants to 100% deal with it. So we keep talking about it, dancing around it, and there's always going to be challenges. I guess that's the bottom line. There will always, always be challenges. Second Amendment, gun rights, there is never going to be a definitive answer, I don't believe, in my lifetime. Hey, you know, that swarmed up around the country, and just kind of a quick warning to everybody, because I read 3 or 4 scary stories about this today, and I was surprised. They say deaths in hot cars have just gone through the roof, pardon the pun, even though we're not even in summer. The saddest latest deal was there was a kid in Louisiana who was the 11th death compared to 4 the same last year. Parents not cognizant of the danger, leaving a child in a hot car and jumping out. I mean, it has to be the saddest tragedy of all. There was another story of an 8-month-old baby who died of hypothermia. Elevated body temperature in Baton Rouge. Father was a baseball coach. Said he was supposed to drop his daughter off at daycare, but forgot and drove to school where he was running a baseball camp. Oh, my goodness. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
I know there's been a lot of speculation about this, but the truth is, I love the work I do. I can't tell you how grateful I am to the people of Massachusetts who sent me here to just wade into these fights.
All right, so that's Elizabeth Warren kind of backing off a lot of the questions about, is she being considered for the VP slot, being vetted for it? And she's saying, no, she hasn't been. It would seem to me that if Hillary Clinton is the nominee, that I just don't imagine that Elizabeth Warren is going to be the VP. But who knows? Who knows what direction the Democrats take or Hillary Clinton takes and what it's like inside that conversation? Because there are a lot of different ways that they could go with the VP. It's the same thing with Trump. I mean, they're really playing this close to the vest. I would think in the next couple of weeks they would want to announce that if it's some really unbelievable, let's put it this way, if it's somebody who's going to really rock it, meaning somebody way out of left field, either for Trump or for Clinton, they're going to jump on that because they want to gain momentum. If it's somebody qualified and they'll be fine and they're not going to raise any waves, but they're not going to make any eyebrows shoot up and say, wow, that's an incredible choice, then maybe there's a little more time because this person would be fine. But they wouldn't blow your socks off. They wouldn't blow you away. That choice wouldn't, in other words. be intriguing to watch. And Trump especially, who is it that he's going to pick? Because there are some great people that could, I think, could bolster him. And there are others that really just wouldn't do much for him. They wouldn't harm him, but they wouldn't really do much. I mean, that's that question of how much does a VP do anyway? Did Batman need Robin? Just think about it. Dale is listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Well, fine. I think we need to have Delaney on the Trump ticket.
Oh, I am so politically not correct. It would be a disaster. But it would be funny.
My question is, where did they get these nutballs that they have on the 9th District?
I mean, crazy, isn't it?
Well, are they? I know they're lifetime judges and all that, but, you know, right now, if that issue would go to the Supreme Court, you've got a divided court, a real divided court now.
Yeah, yeah.
With 4-4, it's going to be law. Because they'll send it back down to the 9th District, and they've already decided what they're going to do with it. So, or do other districts weigh in on this issue?
Oh, lots of, yeah, absolutely. Other districts would weigh in. You bet.
And then they would in turn go to the court as well.
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, it's a mess.
I know. It is a mess. It is a mess. And it's, and you know, again, it goes to the, you don't always know the stories, and we find them out, and then you're like, oh, you mean this, somebody defended the neighbor, something happened here, whatever it is. And you just say, thank goodness. I mean, look, if I'm in a mall and somebody else has a weapon and there's a shooting and somebody else takes out whoever the shooter is, I'm thankful.
Well, and those cases, we've had two or three of those.
Yes.
Have occurred, but the press has never, have never
really, yep,
got the details out to us as a people.
Yep.
Because that isn't their slant.
Nope.
Well.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, anyway, I've got my Delaney for VP sign out here. See you later.
I love it. Thanks. Have a great weekend. That's funny. Yeah, the VP for Trump is going to be interesting. I'll say it again. I mean, it's pretty simple. You don't want a VP to sink you, but it can bolster you. You know, Sarah Palin in the beginning with John McCain, that choice really, really shot him up because it became an interesting story. And people wanted to know more about Sarah Palin and, oh my gosh, she's the governor of Alaska and she hunts and she's a hockey mom. And there were a lot of positive things that came out in the beginning. And then, of course, it turned in a different direction, but it didn't sink John McCain. So I'm not sure. I mean, I might be asking a moot question. If I'm running for president, I want the strongest, biggest, baddest person I can have around me. You know, I want somebody who's bold and somebody who has a backbone and somebody who's doesn't just tell me what I want to hear, because they're the vice president after all, and that means they're in line for the presidency. So I would want a stronger VP, and I would want people to see that stronger VP. But that might not be the way either one of these parties go. There has to be an advantage. I think when they sit and think about it, what's the advantage? What's the advantage of this person picking this person or that person? Who is it that's going to help us get the votes we need? That's the key. The vote getter. Who's the vote getter? Who can get out there and who looks good? Who's right for this? You know, and there are some that fit that bill, and there are others that are more politically correct to pick, and then others that you're just pandering to the masses. So keep an eye out on that. It's like Obama. He picks Biden. He picks Biden. Why does he pick Biden? Because Biden had a lot of inside the Beltway friends. Biden knew everybody. He was a good ally for Obama in that sense, when you're trying to get votes, when you're trying to talk to people. Remember, Obama was hardly in the Senate. Like, blink your eye and he was gone. And there's no question that Biden also had, I mean, look, he had friends that were Republicans. He had friends that were Democrats. He just knew everybody. And then knowing everybody, you can pick up the phone and ask for that favor. You can jump all over it. And I think that was part of the reason. And plus, a good choice to go out and campaign with. So for that reason, he didn't do much damage. Occasionally, there would be the headline, Joe put his foot in his mouth or whatever. But nothing that they couldn't bounce back from. Nothing that was hysterical. That's for sure. All right, I want to make sure I weigh in on this because I actually got a bunch of emails on what was happening in the hockey game, meaning that there must be some hockey fans out there if you're asking me that question. Well, the Penguins had a chance to win the Stanley Cup. Some people paid $1,000 just to stand there and watch, standing room only. The Sharks kept their playoff hopes alive by beating the Penguins, and it was a wild game. They beat them 4-2. It was an empty net goal. So barring the scoring in the first period and that empty net goal, that's where all the goals happened. So it was a lot tighter than if you just looked at the score. But the Sharks, the expansion team, haven't won a Stanley Cup and would love to win it. Very few people are picking. Very few people are picking San Jose to pull it out. A lot of people were picking the Penguins, thinking they would wrap it up. In fact, on this last game, but they didn't do it. So San Jose lives to fight another day. I always say this, the thing called momentum. Oh, and once you transfer that momentum, sometimes even what seems improbable happens. You know, it just, for whatever reason, sometimes we see that. Hey, speaking of Joe Biden, I'm going to give him credit for this one. He praised the woman who was assaulted by that swimmer, that guy Brock Turner, who suffers from affluenza times 100. Oh, he didn't know what it was like to be a party boy. Oh, I'm so sorry I drank too much. And I raped an unconscious woman, and two other guys on the campus saw it happening and called, and that's how I got arrested in the first place. Vice President Biden released an open letter Thursday to the woman who was assaulted while unconscious. And he said, I don't know your name, but your words are forever seared on my soul. Words that should be required reading for men and women of all ages. Words that I wish with all my heart you never had to write. He put out this letter, and it was on BuzzFeed News. He said, I'm in awe of your courage for speaking out, for so clearly naming the wrongs that were done to you, and so passionately asserting your equal claim to human dignity. I'm filled with furious anger, both that this happened to you and that our culture is still so broken that you were ever put in this position. And said, you know, it must have been wrenching to relive what he did to you all over again, but you did it anyway in the hopes that your strength might prevent this crime from happening to someone else. Your bravery is breathtaking. He's the guy who penned that He's the one who put the 1994 Violence Against Women Act together, and he's involved with the It's On Us campaign against campus sexual assault. He said, you're a warrior with a solid steel pine. You know, the case against Turner, which is such a crazy story, he was once considered to be an Olympic hopeful, has really gripped a lot of us. It's the buzz in the backyard. The judge who got letters from family and friends to talk about what a great kid he was, ended up sentencing him to 6 months. Wow. 6 months. But that's what happened. So he got the character witnesses, the recommendation from the county probation department. That was all behind him. 6 months in jail, 3 years probation for attacking the 23-year-old woman behind a campus dumpster in January 2015. Put something in her drink, supposedly. I mean, she was drunk beyond belief. And then an unconscious woman was raped, and he got 6 months. Wow. Keep hanging.
The Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's amazing to me how quickly the time flies. Really, honestly. I say the what buzz in your backyard. We've talked about VP potentials. We talked about Hillary being endorsed by Obama. Heard a funny joke from Dan. Had my pal from Illinois call in and suggest that I should be the VP, which would be just so dangerous. I've run for a couple of things, and certainly not at any huge level, and that was plenty for me to see the power of politics at work behind and around the scene. You know, we need strong leaders. We need people who aren't afraid to say when they muffed up and aren't afraid to say they need help and aren't afraid to delegate the best to the best possible people you can delegate to. That's why you have a cabinet. Nobody goes it alone. There's just no way. There's not enough hours in the day, even if you're brilliant. So when it comes to being the president, we need someone with a strong backbone, somebody who can delegate to excellent, beyond good, great people who can help master the challenges that are always there every single day. And if you get somebody who isn't good, you're not afraid to pink slip them. That was one of the Obama flaws. He talked about being transparent. They weren't. And then the other thing was, I think he stuck with people too long that he should have dumped around him. That weakened the position, whatever the position was. I mean, one of the fastest dumps was Petraeus as the CIA director. But other than that, everything else, every other position that was changed was a slow burn. And I think when you're a leader, you don't have to react immediately. You got to really survey the landscape. But when you hang on to somebody too long in a particularly powerful position that matters, there can be devastating consequences to that, you know, period. So how about this? Elizabeth Warren, who you heard, said that Bernie Sanders ran a campaign from the heart. She said, I take my cue on every part of this from Bernie himself. And it does make you wonder, too, Warren, if Bernie Sanders had been the nominee and was if she were asked by Bernie Sanders, would she jump at that? My guess is I think she would. And even though there's been talk of two women on a ticket for the Democrats, it just seems so unlikely to me because there are other parts of the base you could shore up. So you already have a woman. You already have a woman. It doesn't make any sense to go after or to put another one on the ticket. It doesn't make any sense. All right, I got some quick hits for you. I want to make sure we get to a few odds and ends that I think are important. We already talked about the Stanford rape case. That is making huge headlines. Opinions, opinions, opinions. I don't care if you're listening to me and it's Tumwa, Iowa, Sarasota, Florida, New Jersey, Westchester, South Carolina, any place where you can listen to me. The great state of Texas, people have opinions on this. For the most part, my random sampling of people with money, not without money, hardcore opinions, Republicans, Democrats, because, man, everyone's been talking to me about this. I've been in another studio during the day, and I've had people say, ask me what I think of the story. And almost every single person thought it was just absolutely outrageous. And the fact that he could be out in 3 months is just sickening, and the judge should be booted. I mean, should just be booted. And this is not dying down anytime soon. And we've already talked about that, obviously. Now, here's something else that's pretty big and on the nerves of a lot of people, and it's because many people for their jobs travel. You know, traveling sales folks that have to go from city to city, and maybe 3 days out of the week they're on the road. So they get the airport shuffle, but they don't like it, right? And the lines especially are long. So the TSA chief is saying, we're analyzing right now. Peter Neffinger said that he doesn't know how many more TSA officers he needs to reduce the wait times, if you remember when he said that, at the airports. But he's saying that the agency's first needs are to review individual airport staffs to know what they have to have there. He said, I want to make sure that I can staff as many lanes as I need at peak periods in the largest airports, because that's where we're seeing the problem. Most airports across the country are actually doing well, is what he says. So it's not completely across the system. I'll tell you where it's particularly bad. Oh, over Memorial Day weekend, Chicago. Chicago O'Hare. Seriously, how brutal would it have been to be in one of those lines? They were awful. Washington can be like that, too. Washington lines have been really, really long. I mean, really, really long because of the way they're screening, the lack of screeners. I always feel like when I pick a lane, I almost feel like I'm at the supermarket, and I know you do this, too. I know every single one of you listening to me, I know you do the same thing. Be honest. You go into a supermarket, you just want to grab and dash. That's it. You just want to grab what you have to get, and you want to get out of there. Your head's spinning, you've been in 10 different places, whatever it is. It's not this luxuriating, fun time going to the market, not usually. So you're looking around like a wild person trying to figure out what lane is the has the best checker, moves fast, the person doesn't have 1,000 groceries, and they're probably not going to write a check. Because people still write checks, and they really mess up the line. It's the same thing with the TSA. What line should we get in? When I fly with my husband, that's what we do. We bird dog the lines. Okay, what do you think? Which line? There's 7 lines. The lanes are crazy clogged. We're going to get up toward the front. Which one are we picking? Are the people moving fast? What's going on up there? How much carry-on do they have? Because we're tired of it. We're tired of being tired when we travel because, thanks to the terrorists, they've added so much more time and fear and everything else into the way we do business now and going into the airports. Yeah. All right, Muhammad Ali's funeral is Friday, and Louisville is one crowded spot. Muhammad Ali, the greatest. I saw the final photograph of him. You can look this up. It's on the Sun, and some people are saying it was wrong to post the photograph because of how he looked. I mean, you know, he looked ill. He didn't look like we've seen him recently, sunken eyes. I mean, listen, he's old and riddled with Parkinson's is the biggest thing, the Parkinson's disease. And I have to say, I think he didn't look that bad, what people are saying. I mean, the last photo is British photographer Zenon Teixeira got the chance of a lifetime, really, 2 months ago when he traveled to his house in Phoenix to take photographs of him. And the images do show that, you know, this age and Parkinson's disease, but you could still see the spark in his eye, which is so interesting. You know, you can. I mean, he's groomed well. He's got a glint in his eye, and while he doesn't look like the younger pictures, of course, that we're seeing of Ali, and he does look like someone that's been through an illness, it's not terrible. I mean, this was a guy who wanted those pictures taken. He lived in front of cameras. He was all about that. One of the most famous people in the world. How did he get there? Because he was always being photographed. He was always letting his opinion be known. Don't be afraid to be heard. If Ali taught us one thing, it's that. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.